And good to see some visitors with us. I trust you have a warm welcome as you are here worshiping our Lord together. And good to see some folks back that have been away and vacationing. It's that time of year, and that's starting to wrap up as school starts to get back in. But good to have you folks back and in our midst again. As we look through the things, as I was hearing somebody this morning, our looking ahead is starting to fill up. I can tell that fall is coming. And so let's look forward to those things. I do have to let folks know, Sam and Molly expressed their heartfelt thankfulness to the church for your generous offering and your kindness to them last Sunday. They were really blessed to be here, and I trust that they were a blessing to you as they ministered to us, telling us of the ministry there in India. But they expressed their thankfulness to you. And this is church-wise. I don't have it on the sign-up sheet, but we have a bit of a challenge from Midland Baptist Church. They would like to play a game of softball. It's a mixed group, 12 and above, so this is a good family adventure time. I hope we don't have a ringer going on here and I just got suckered into this. Find out that Wichita is known for softball playing or something. Yes, Jerry.
I know the Heffernans in Midland, and they are very good softball players.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, Ben is over in Fort Scott, so they shouldn't bring him in. So that's a help to us, that much I know. But anyway, there is a sign-up sheet back on the sound booth counter. If you are interested in a softball game, I trust a good friendly softball game with a fellow church, please sign up back there. Again, it's mixed. I was talking to Marcus via email, asking him as we were working out some of the details, and he said, it's a family thing. So 12 and above, go ahead and sign up, and we'll determine the date and time. We don't have that set yet. I said, I need to find out if we even have enough interest to field a softball team. I said, hang on, so let's see what happens. But if you're interested, please sign up, and we'll work on those details in the coming weeks to enjoy a good friendly game of softball. Now, I say friendly because I am a competitor. I like to play. Now, I play correctly. I play within the rules, but I play to win. And so I will want us to play to win. Have fun along the way, too, but play to win and enjoy the time that we have together. So I look forward to that. I trust that that'll come together and we'll have a good time. Ladies, do remind you have your Bible study this coming Saturday, and so look forward to that as it's on the calendar. Also for next weekend, we do have our August Fellowship Meal on Sunday, so please, if you haven't signed up, please do so and bring in those barbecue favorites or, again, whatever you want, and I look forward to that time together next week as we have that good end of the month fellowship meal and then the afternoon service. It's just, they do come quickly, and look forward to that time next Sunday. Also, thank you for signing up, ladies, for that you're coming to the women's conference and signing up for bringing food to that as well. Those are back there on the table, so please note that and look accordingly. We have other things coming up, and so do be in prayer for those things. Again, the women's conference just around the corner. Truth Trackers in the youth group will be starting up here shortly. And so remember those things as they come. And we have our Bible verse, two more Sundays for Romans chapter 10. And John said he would give us our memory verse this morning, so. What a precious promise. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You have it there at the bottom of your bulletin. If it's open, let's go ahead and we'll all say it. And then we'll get our volunteer for next Sunday. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Who will be our volunteer the last Sunday of the month? Turn sideways. Okay, I see John's, see, or Jim's hand. Thank you, Jim.
I'll take an easy one.
There you go. That's the time to do it. So catch them while they're easy. And we'll have our next monthly verse in there next Sunday, which will be verse 17 of Romans chapter 10. And I think that will clear out our Romans section. And we'll move on to other passages. I need to look back and see what's been done so I don't necessarily duplicate, although some may think, let's duplicate so I can get back on that one. But we'll look forward to that. We'll turn it over. I think that covers what I needed to address. So we'll have Jeffrey come and open up him.